At last I had arrived at the southern port of Cray, a merchant port in one of the coldest regions I had ever encountered. The men on the docks would unload the shipment of rocks, no less, I'd brought for the building of keeps, etc. To celebrate, I thought I'd head over to the Frosty Tankard Tavern, a large, warm, and inviting place, renowned to sailors passing through the pressing sea. As I entered, my eyes wandered about, noting a black-cloaked elderly fellow who appeared to be blind, yet staring my way. I removed my thick black long gloves and gestured over a barmaid. "Ale," I spoke as I continued to look about the place. There were several dwarves and barbarians who likely took more to such extreme a climate as this. But there were also a few elves, half-orcs, halflings, and the like. And of course, the ever-present humans, myself notwithstanding.
"I hear there's a dungeon underneath the fortress with a magical item within its walls worth a fortune,"
came a gruffled voice from a dwarf at the table behind me. I lit my pipe and listened, stealthily, as he spoke to his roguish companion.
"None who have ever entered the Trigon have ever returned,"
spoke the shadowy one. It was then that I noted the female elven ranger at the bar, turned and casting a stare in my direction.
"They say the kingdom of Terav was under attack," suddenly came the scraggly voice of the black-cloaked elderly man, who'd made his way to my table and now stood waving his arms about, proclaiming more than speaking. "The prince was wounded, and in his father's arms, they say."
"They?" I interjected, which was probably a mistake, as the old man then took a seat at my table, grabbing my ale and drinking the whole thing down. It was pretty impressive, actually.
"The vision's in my head," he spoke, placing two of his fingers against his temples.
"Come on, you,"
came the voice of a Cray guard, who then dragged the old man out into the cold.
"He killed her sister," the man proclaimed as he was dragged out.
Bam! Suddenly another pint of ale slammed onto the table as the ranger looked down upon me.
"Looked like you needed another,"